Enoch took the scroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. Do you know how it feels to know something's missing, to hear a small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to think just for you on a cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when enough to surrender, your sins washed away, never to be remembered? And know that the drill tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night? And know that it's real, tell me, do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart has melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed, and it seems like the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam, you still get a feeling you're not at home, knowing heaven is real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? You know how it feels when your cold heart has melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it. Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed, and you know that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam, you still get a feeling you're not at home, knowing heaven is real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything.
How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night
and know that it's real?
Tell me you know how it feels. In a town called Bethlehem, God came down to visit man. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? He knew pain and loneliness as he wore that robe of flesh. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he left his home above to die on Calvary just to save someone like me. Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he stood in Herod's hall, he never said one word at all. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? He heard a mob cry, "Crucify," but he knew that he came to die. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love as he left his home above to die on Calvary just to save someone like me? Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he lay there in the tomb, he did what he came to do. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? But then he rose up from the grave so that I can rise someday. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he left his home above to die on Calvary just to save someone like me. Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he lay there in the tomb, he did what he came to do. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? And then he rose up from the grave so that I can rise someday. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? As he left his home above to die on Calvary just to save someone like me. Every day I'm still amazed. There's only one thing left to say. Wasn't that love? Wasn't that love? Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be,
Thank God. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me, wherever you may be. Thank God. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me, wherever you may be. Thank God.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus.
No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer it. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever a saint find his friend forsaken? No, not one. No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Was ever a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Will he refuse us the bliss of heaven? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. But until then, my heart will go on singing. But until then, my joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold a city. Until the day God calls me home. Until then my heart will go on
But until then, with joy I'll carry on, until the day my eyes behold that city, until the day God calls me home. But until then, my heart will go on singing, until then, with joy I'll carry on, until the day my eyes behold that city, until the day God calls me home.
Proverbs 23, verse 23. Buy the truth and sell it not. Acquire truth and do not sell it. Wisdom and discipline and understanding. Kaufe Wahrheit und verkaufe sie nicht. Weisheit, Zucht und Verstand. You know, you're going to pay a price for this. For truth, you know. Says, buy it. Buy of me gold. You're going to have to pay a price for it. When it says, buy of me, that means you've got to put all your resources in. You got to put your life on the line to get this truth. It's all about truth. Where can you find truth in this hour? The world is full of so magnitude of deception. And then here we are, right at the end of it all. And it says, you have to buy it. See, buy of me gold, tried under fire. The minute you get involved with people that have truth, you're going to be ostracized. If you identified, see, we have the truth here. We're not ashamed to tell people what we have, what we believe. We paid a high price for it. It cost us everything to get this truth. Back in the day, the Lord could call on us, and he said, we got some work to do, and it's going to cost you everything. You're going, like buying it. You don't buy it with natural coins, you know, with dollar bills and stuff like that. You buy it with putting your life on the line and saying, Lord, here I am, do with me as you see fit. And you're identified with the Christian era, with the believers, with people that are real. You're identified with Christ. You're not ashamed of Christ. You're like Moses back in the day, and he wanted to be identified. He would rather be identified with these people down in these mud pits, these Israelites, than take all the pleasures of Egypt, because he had Egypt right at his fingertip. He was the next in line to the throne, and he forsook all that. He just packed it in, and he just wanted to be identified with these Israelites. It's so much that he even killed an Egyptian because he saw him whipping an Israelite, and then he had to flee, but he had to put his life on the line. That's what you and I had to do. I had to put my life on the line, and I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just trying to bring everything in today's focus. We can read about Moses. We can read about Jesus. We can read about the Pharisees and the scribes and the zealots, but we got to bring him in today's hour. That is still valid today, that you have to buy that gold tried in the fire. You have to buy truth, then sell it not, because what he's trying to say, when you sell it, you sell out your soul like a lot of people do. You got it. Like, we're trying to bring everything in today's language, in today's era, because today you got those zealots out here too that they're standing in the pulpit. Back then, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were standing in the pulpits. They were the people. And today you got these people in the pulpit. And we say, these things, they think we're crazy. They think we're blaspheming when we talk these people in the pulpit of the world. These people in the pulpit in that Hutterite column, they're still the scribes and the Pharisees as they were down there, because that spirit keeps on going. Once the scribes rotted away, then they can evolve into the Catholic Church, into the Vatican, and then it just keeps evolving, because that spirit, you can't kill the devil. The devil isn't going to be done away with here 3 years from now. There'll be no more devil. And until then, you got to put up with all these forces. And like I say, they're here today. They're out in this pulpit, that preacher in that pulpit, whether it's your in-laws or your parents, if they're in that pulpit preaching away and they're not sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ, they're just doing a job. You get to land and they got to do a job, whether you like it or not. Some are good, some are pretty good, but some. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, they got no use for Christianity. They got no use for you and me because they got us on the outs. That's why it says, buy the truth. We bought the truth. Mm-hmm. We got the truth. And how did we get it? We had to lay everything out on the line. We had to lose everything. Mm-hmm. Now we got the truth. Now, once you got the truth, you got to make sure that you don't sell your soul mm-hmm. all that filth that's out there. And then buy the truth and sell it. Now, don't compromise. That's what it's trying to say. It doesn't mean you mm-hmm. literally give money for your mm-hmm. truth. Or does it mean that you get to go out and sell this truth for money? You just gotta be on guard, because what they're gonna do, the devil, you gotta find out, realize that everything is driven by spirit. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. These people, they don't even know what they're doing when they oust us and when they do these things, because they say they'll think they'll do God a service. They'll kill you and think they're doing God a service. They're deceived, because they're part of that nucleus of people that started continue on from the scribes and the Pharisees. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know that they were enticed by the devil to entice the people back in that mob, to raise up a mob to crucify Jesus. They thought they were doing God a service. And it's mm-hmm. the same thing today. We're just bringing everything, focusing in on mm-hmm. today. Today, that damn scribe and that Pharisee and that zealot and that religious leader is right in the pulpits of this world. We're just bringing it down into focus. And like I say, they think we're doing, we're blaspheming when we're saying this. No, we're just bringing everything from back then right into today's language. And if you know what I'm trying to say, we're just mm-hmm. focusing in on today, that same spirit that was back then, that same spirit is rampant today, and it does it in broad daylight that people don't even know it. We're trying to make people aware what's going on, what we're surrounded with. We're surrounded with these zealots, these religious leaders. That spirit doesn't die. It just keeps on going. Mm-hmm. And then
it just pops up somewhere else, different in the era that... in the current era, and then that's where it's being manifested. But when you will focus on the word buy of me, buy the truth and sell it not, how do you buy truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you go through the scripture and you'll find scriptures that will kind of help shine a light on what it's really what it really means. When you will go to the parables, Matthew 13 and verse 44, and he is the parable of the hidden treasure. It says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, which when a man had found, he hid it, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he had and buyeth that field. Now, that parable points to the Martin Luther era. Because let's say the field is the truth of God's word, and then he found in that field a treasure, and that treasure was the just shall live by faith, and that's what he pursued then. With all his heart,
mm-hmm.
with all his mind, soul, and spirit, that's what he pursued, the just shall live by faith. And that he bought that field.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not turn back from that, from what God had showed him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same way here. By the truth, we were presented with a truth in the Laodicea church hour. And the truth was the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And the truths that he restored, and everything, the faith that will point you right back to the apostolic faith of the early church. And you can see it also in Revelation, where it talks about buy of me gold, tried mm-hmm. in the fire. And then you can kind of get an understanding of what it really means, like to buy the truth and sell it not. Like when you paid a price for something, like the things that God allows you to go through in life, like we had such a desire to get to know God and His Word, and then once you come to the truth of your day and hour, you're not going to let it go. You're not going to compromise when people want to rear you away with their tactics, like the devil will always send in people to divert you and to, like when you were sick, they came here and they wanted to drag you back to that compound. Mm-hmm. See, that's all how the devil works. But when you buy the truth, you have paid a price for it. You're not going to let it go that easily because you know what the Lord has brought you through and what the darkness of being in that religious environment and the light that He shone in your life when He brought you to the message for your day. And then you hold on to it for dear life, just like that Martin Luther, when he found the just shall live by faith, he pursued it and he held on to it. No Pope could change his mind on it.
Yeah, it's a sad today, you know, like the stone that the builders rejected. That stone is still here today. But like I say, these are just stories, Bible stories, and historic figures that they can't, they think back there. But you got to bring it in today's hour so it becomes real and active and alive. It was a stone back in Jesus' day. The stone that the builders rejected became the cornerstone. That was Jesus Christ. And in every generation, there is a stone that people look down, people tremble over, and they think they have the rights to throw that stone out in the dumps, out to the down to the town dumps. And that's what they've done with us. We're not bragging about ourselves. We're just grateful that the Lord saw fit to allow us to go through what we're going through. We're not complaining. We're grateful to the Lord that He used these zealots and these Pharisees and these scribes, and whether they're your parents or no matter who they are, your next of kin, it doesn't matter. The devil will use whatever he can get his dirty hands on, and he'll use you to drag you back into the compound. See, I was sick here a few years back. I had to take me to the emergency, but the Lord was trying to show me something. I know I'm going to make it through there, but at the end of the day, here they come, trying to drag us back into that compound, back into, trying to, really what they're trying to, they were trying to steal the truth from me, because the minute you compromise, the minute you go there, and they put these ulcers on you, and you got to go down on your knees and confess that you broke your vows to the devil. That's what these vows are. You make a vow to the devil. That's what that outright baptism is. You got to promise, you sell your soul to Satan, because that baptism is of the devil. And there you got to make all these promises. And, you know, when I go back, let's say I would go back, then I have to get on my knees and confess that I was a sinner and all that garbage that they put on me. And what you're doing, what they're trying to do, they're trying to steal. They're trying to steal the truth that you and I have. That's what would happen. If we would compromise with them, we would lose everything that we ever worked for. We might as well just never have been alive. And that's what they mean. And sell it not. Sell your soul to that filth. That's religion out there. They try to drag you back. Every church that we've been to, they think they own you. They think they have access to you. Like when I was with that Dave Wallner's group. There he comes and lay hands on me and his whole church prays over me. What they were trying to do was trying to steal this truth that I had, because I had a truth. Back in that colony, I paid for my truth. I paid for it with a high price, lost everything overnight, and here I got this truth. So I go end up with down at the Dave Wallner's group, and they laid hands on me. It's like saying, now you belong to us. Mm-hmm. But I did. I let them... That's just what happened. But really behind the scene, you see the spirit of it. You see the spirit of Satan trying to crowd you and steal what you have and then go in and support them and sell your soul to them. But they didn't have nothing. And I saw that right away. It's just ragweed. That's all they had. And I never did. I just left them and things like that. But see, you and I, we have a truth here, and we have to guard it that nobody comes in and sees it, because it says, let nobody steal your crown. Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing what we're doing. That's why we're spiritually awake. That's why we put in so much effort to do what needs to be done to keep spiritual life, keep your limbs all trimmed and burning for the bridegroom. What should we? That's what we're doing. That's all we're about. Mm-hmm. Like I say, there was a stone in every generation that's being rejected. And here in this generation, by God's grace and mercy, it just happened to be you and I. And we're grateful to the Lord that He saw us fit to bear that cross and to let us do what we're doing. And we got no animosity towards anybody. We're just grateful to the Lord that He used these zealots and these scribes and these Pharisees and these religious leaders to do what they did to us. But that's just the way it is. That's what they did by the dark ages. Every generation is going through the same thing, and we just ask one thing from the Lord. Help us to be faithful, what You've called us to be. That's our only prayer back in 1971 when the Lord saved me and brought me out of the darkness that I was in, and He forgave me of my sin. And then I just got to pray, Lord, help me to be faithful to what You've called me to be. And that's helping to find my place in Christ. And then eventually, as time went on, it didn't happen overnight. And eventually, as time went on, guess what? He got me up to go up against these zealots and these religious leaders to expose them, expose the unfruitful works of darkness. Mm-hmm. We're not against these people. We're just exposing them for their benefit so that they can repent before it's too late. Because if they don't repent, they're going to go down to the same devil that they served here in time. Mm-hmm. There might be pulpits in the pulpit, but some of them might do a pretty good job and things like that, and they might pretend that they're Christians, but they're not. They're just agents of Satan. It's hard to say that, but they're actually the truth. We're just bringing in today's hour just like it was back when Jesus was here, and He had only one concern. He wanted them scribes and the Pharisees saved. Had interviews with them time and time again, and He recognized his one, and He told this one guy, that one Pharisee, that one zealot, he was asking some pretty good questions. He said to him, you're not far from the kingdom of God. And that's the way we feel towards these zealots, towards these leaders, and towards these tugs that are Satan's tugs, until they repent and recognize their folly that they're in. They're just working for the devil, and we're just trying to bring it into today's hour. That same spirit is here today, and we happen to be on the spirit of good, on the side of good. That same spirit of Christ is here today, and we happen to be that stone that the builders rejected. Throw him out to the dump. Step over. Reject it. Don't be identified with him. And see, that's why they say, buy the truth and sell it. You're going to have to be identified with Sam and Lorraine. It's just that simple. There's a price to pay. Buy the truth and sell it not. Buy of me gold tried in the fire. That gold that's tried in the fire and that eyes have and all that is the ministry of Brother Jackson and Brother Brennan. Mm-hmm. And now we're just telling people what happened in the Laodicea church age of the Laodicea in the last 100 years, and we're just trying our level best to keep it alive. It's got nothing to do with us. We're just doing a job. And let them hate us if they want to. Let them mock us if they want. There will be scoffers at the end time, just like they were back in the days of Noah, just like they were throughout time. The scoffers have always been there and making fun of Christians, because that's all the devil can do. If he can't run you over by trying to demoralize you, then he'll try scoffing it, try to humiliate you, trying to make you compromise. And that's what's going on around us. We see people, they compromise, they sell out, but it says buy the truth and sell it not. Don't compromise. Don't give up. Like compromise, it's like selling your truth. Absolutely. Selling what you got. Uh-huh. Selling what exactly. That's exactly right. We'll bring it into today's hour every time. Right,
because when all this confusion came about when Brother Jackson passed away, and they came out with these teachings. We're in the third day. We're after 2 days. We're in a little season of time. The midnight cry hasn't happened yet. The cutoff for the Jews was in 53 or 56, whenever Paul shook the feet, dust off his feet and went to the Gentiles. These teachings came out, and these are just naming a few. I don't even know what they're saying now. And then the Lord spoke to me. He said, He gave me two scriptures, and he said, remember the things that you have been taught and from whom you have been taught them from. See, that was that gold tried in the fire. And the minute you let go of that, that is where people sell it, buy the truth and sell it not, but literally people are actually selling it because mm-hmm. they're compromising and believing deception and lies because they're not the truth, you're not in the third day. So these things are, when the Lord spoke to me, remember the things that you have been taught. These are things that you hold on to because that is part of making sure you don't sell the truth.
Mm-hmm. And so today's, like I mm-hmm. say, we're just bringing in today's folk. But these people that are sitting under Brother Jack, save the Tuckamore. As soon as Brother Jack goes off the scene, see, as long as Brother Jackson was here, Jim Salad could not have come out with an eternity. Brother Jackson, he would have just put that thing out like a forest fire. You get it at the first thing when it starts it, and then you got it pushed out. Brother Jackson, he would have been on that thing like mm-hmm. a Doberman. But the devil, you got to see the spirit of Satan. He wanted Brother Jackson out of the way. Mm-hmm. And that spirit, they couldn't wait to bury him. But the minute he gets buried, here they come up, we're in the third day. Well, Brother Jackson would have never allowed that to come across the pulpit. He'd have nipped that thing in the butt, and he'd have put it out of commission. And he would have gone into the ring, and he'd have done a knockout on it. Mm-hmm. But see, he was gone, and here these people are asleep. Well, you and I, we noticed, and there's a lot of other people that noticed that we're not on the third day, and that split came in. But see, then the devil, he doesn't quit. He comes on with something even more subtle. Oh, we're after 2 days. Well, we withdrew from that garbage, and we wouldn't go for that because it wasn't true. We were back then, we were not after the 2 days. And see, that's how the Satan comes in. He never gives up. If you're asleep, if you're not sober, you're not vigilant, then he will take you out the left field. And the thing of it is, you won't even know you're out there. These people, that Relaford said, they don't even know that the Satan has got him hook, line, and sinker. But see, we were sober. We were vigilant. We saw it. We just saw it coming in like a wave after wave after wave. All of a sudden, we're after 2 days. Then all of a sudden, the cutout was in 63, like you were saying. And then all of a sudden, everything the devil's thrown at it, they take it, hook, line, and sinker, and they think it's the Lord speaking to them. Just like I was caught up in that garbage back when the Lord saved me. The spirit world's opened up to you, and right there, that's when the devil puts on full force. He thinks you think you're hearing from the Lord, but it's really the Satan that has infiltrated. Because you're a young Christian and you're gullible and you don't know what's going on. And I was caught up in that garbage for about 10 years. But then what happened, the Lord allowed me to go through that so that today I do not believe anything. Let's say a spirit will come to you, and I got to take it back to the scripture. I got to take it to the prophet. I got to take it to the apostle. I got to take everything back to the scripture to decipher if this is true. When Ella came out, we're in the third day. We took it to the scripture. No, we're not in the third. The third day is the millennium. The millennium is up the road here 3 or 4 years from now, and then then that's when the millennium, we're not in the third day yet. And then you watch and you sit back and you watch their title, what they're preaching. And I keep saying it. It's not fit for a dog to eat. It's nothing but tables of vomit. Even a dog won't eat his own vomit in that situation here. And see, we're doing our job, and we're grateful to the Lord that he saw us fit and worthy to trust us with that word mm-hmm. in these closing days of time.
Mm-hmm. That's why in the Laodicea church hour, you can read in Revelation what a person needs to overcome and what Laodicea will be faced with. And it's really a lot of deception, because when you will align it up with the horse rider, that the spirit of the Antichrist that was out, it was a gray, pale horse rider. And that means that nothing is black or white. It is such a deception out there. That's why when the devil tells you that you're in the third day, you have to line it up with scripture. If you don't, then you're going to fall for every voice that comes your way. And that's what happened to what happened when Brother Jackson passed away. That spirit of the Antichrist was pressing in. Now, water everything down. Make everything like gray so that people don't really know the truth. And that's what the third day is all about, to bring in confusion. And when there's confusion, it comes on, every evil work starts to be manifested in it, because God is not the author of confusion. And that's why it says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 18, I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. And that's why it's so important to anoint your eyes with eye salve, to truth for your day and hour, so that you're not deceived when the devil comes along with all these false ideas.
Amen to that. And we're just doing our job, we're trying to do our level best in these closing days of time, because the deception is of such magnitude, mm-hmm. we had to completely pull us away, pull away from everything that's out there. Now we can look back and see exactly how dark it is out there, and how Satan is using every means that he can get on, like we were saying the other day, where Satan is coming down having great wrath. That's going on right now, and I said, he's not coming with a bunch of pitchforks. Mm-hmm. He's coming with tremendous deception, mm-hmm. false doctrine, false teaching, kräftige Irrtum he's coming with. And that's that thing that he's coming with when it says he's coming down having great wrath because he knows his time is short. That's why you and I, we're doing what needs to be done. That's why we get up at 5 in the morning. That's why we sing the song. That's why we pray in the day, just to keep our spiritual sanity. Because when you open up your spiritual eye, you can see the wickedness and the deception that's all around us, and we're just trying our level best to do our job, and so that we have something for people every day. We call it these daily breads, and that's out there every day for people. If they only want to care about their salvation and care about the destiny of their children and their family structure, they will come and they'll absorb it, and they won't care what that Leonard and that Joe from Cyprus and these thugs. They're Satan's thugs, and they don't even know. They won't care what they say. If they come in and threaten you, I'll just call their bluff. They got nothing to. It says, fear not him that kills the body, but fear him that has power to kill the body and the soul, to destroy the body and the soul. And now, don't fear these thugs, period. Just call their bluff. They can't do that. They cannot fearmonger you. They can intimidate you. They can put you out of the synagogue. That's exactly what Jesus warned us about. He said they'll put you out of the synagogue, and they'll treat you like trash, and that's exactly what's happening today. Sie werden ein Haus, eine heiße Stoße. Sie werden euch täten und meinen, sie tun Gott einen Dienst daran. That's exactly the spirit of Satan what does that. The spirit of God would never do that. And then when, like, we were trying to contact that lady over in, over at the colony there that had that's got that lung problem with that oxygen tank, and we tried to make contact with her because God wants to heal that lady, but she doesn't want to pay the price. She does not want to be identified with Sam and Lorraine, because we told her God's going to heal you if you can only allow yourself to be identified with us. Because we'd come over and pray for her, or you could come by, or whatever. But she did not want to be identified with you and I, because then she would be persecuted, mm-hmm. and she would be terrorized, and she would be shunned, and she would be put on the outs finally, eventually. Mm-hmm. Because that's what that spirit of Satan does. If they're as much as identified with us, then, mm-hmm. then that's what happened. Because yeah, the Bible says, I would that you prosper and be in good health. And now she thinks she's going through that because it's a cross. It's that cross. It's just Christ as he was through, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's how deceived they are. Why don't they go there and do exactly what the Bible says? Lay hands, anoint them with oil, and lay hands on them, and then she'd be healed. But see, they don't have that power. They're frauds. They're not for real. They can't do these things. Even like we're talking the other day about a lady down at Silver Wing. She had tremendous pain, and had lung cancer, had bone cancer, and all these preachers are just standing around, and what's the cross of Christ? That's Christ, that's Christus, that's what you're doing. That's why this, you have to suffer through this. No, God wished that you were prosperous and in good health. That's what the mind of God is and all that. Not their diabolical, satanic deception. They don't want people to find out they're just a bunch of frauds. But see, we got their number. We know exactly what they're about. They're about Satan. That's all they're about. And we're just exposing it. We're bringing everything from way back there, 2,000 years ago, that same spirit, that same devil was on these scribes and the Pharisees. And eventually they got the people worked up that they would take Jesus out and crucify him. And he said, that's what's going to happen to you and his end time, because the devil is not, he's still around. He just God keeps him around to test you now. It's all about being tested. And I'm grateful to the Lord that he saw fit to test you and me, but I'm grateful to the Lord that they did what they did on me. When I look back now, what a tremendous, glorious thing it was. Now we can see the truth for the day. We bought that price we had to buy for that truth. And now what they want to do, they come in here when I'm just sick unto death. So weak that you had to take me to the emergency, and then they come in. Oh, they want to lure you back into their compound, into their cesspool of religion. Well, we got their number. We told them we're not interested. They will take your junk and take it out. And the key is the Auschwitz. Once you go through that Auschwitz, you belong to the devil again, no matter how hard, how you look at it.
That's the truth. Like I spoke to a lady the other day, and she was going over how her health problems, and and I asked her, well, have you ever considered that you're in the wrong environment, spiritually speaking? Oh, no. Everything that is being taught in my church is in the Bible. Well, if you start having health issues and stuff like that, you really need to start analyzing things, because God's trying to tell you something. Like it says, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health. Like, and she mentioned that scripture that it Peter speaks about afflictions. The same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. See, those afflictions are different affliction that Peter is speaking of here. He's speaking of the affliction of being persecuted. That's how I interpret it. It's not the affliction of getting sick and all kinds of health issues and stuff like that. Those are really the things that...
because you're in the wrong environment. That, you're in the wrong church. The church is nothing but spiritual prostitution. You're harlots, these churches out there are, because they've evolved into that. We just tell people the truth. It says the whore of Revelation is the Roman Catholic Church. And then she had harlots. And the harlots are these churches out there. It's hard to get, for you and I to get through to people. That's exactly what it is. The harlots, they have evolved now into harlotism, because here in the end time, they never used to be. The churches used to be the place to go prior to the 1900s. It was the thing to do. But now it has evolved into harlotism, and it's just part of the Roman Catholic system. That's just that. And how Satan gets these churches, the first thing they do, they get baptized, and that satanic, diabolical, hijacked water baptism by titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost by pouring or sprinkling. It's not Acts 2 verse 38 just simply says, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And back then, that word baptism means immersion. And the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? For the remission of your sin. Your sins are not remission when you go through that Hutterite rigmarole. And you're just the same old piece of garbage you were before you did join that. Go through that baptism rigmarole. And then your sins are not forgiven. Your sins are not remitted. You're still the same old piece of trash you were before. But see, when you get do what the Acts 2:38 says, you repent. You repent and you recognize that you're a sinner. That you're headbound, bound for hell. And then that baptism is for the remission of your sins. And then the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. And because then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. And if you're genuinely born, He will lead and guide you to exactly where you and I are. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. Can't make it any simpler.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before You, give You thanks, Lord, for this day of life, for health, and for a home, and everything You've provided for us, Lord. There are so many things that we can't even mention what You have done in our lives, Lord. We just pray that blessing over people, Lord, that they would have that same blessing, that all they have to do is believe the truth for their day and hour, and then You will, according to Your word, provide those blessings, Lord. And that's what we have done. We bought the truth, Lord, and pursued it with all our lives, all our hearts, Lord, so that we can be in touch with You. And we're just praying that for people, Lord, that they would have that same blessing. We just want to give You thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah.